So I was, somebody actually posted something on the internet that said, you know, there's aborted fetuses in the COVID-19 vaccinations. But see, I'm not going to just run with that because I saw it on the internet. I actually did a little bit of research on it. And look, I'm not saying that they might not be lying to us about it, but the two vaccines that they're coming out with now claim that there's no aborted fetuses in it, okay? But there's a third one. I'm going to read you an article here in a few minutes that it's a little bit lengthy, but, you know, and I'm not saying, look, people lie. Guess what? The government lies to you sometimes about things. I didn't know if you realized that or not. You know, even the election. There's literally pictures in camera footage of an election office where they tell everybody to go home and the two people come in and bring out duffel bags full of elections. And lo and behold, they're all for Joe Biden. That's caught on camera. You know, and there's multiple witnesses that have come forth about election tampering. Are you telling me they're all lying? I don't believe that. So, and it's really weird that at 3:30 in the morning, there's a spike that goes way up and it's all for Biden pretty much. Okay. What about 9/11?
Right.
You know, 9/11, you know, how did Building 7 fall?
Right.
How did Building 7 fall? Like, you can watch it fall, but how did it fall? Did a plane crash into Building 7? No. You know, it was both. You can see the explosion charges going off on the buildings as they come down. But yet, some people will believe in some conspiracy theories, but that's too far. There's no way our government plotted to destroy 9/11 to make the Patriot Act come into play where they can spy on us at will and do all these weird draconian things. Believe me, the government isn't always for your best interests. And, you know, if you just look at the birth rates in America, we're number 42. You know, we're supposed to be the most advanced society in the world and this. How come we're number 42 in deaths at birth in the world? 42. You know, you'd think it would be, we'd be doing a little bit better of a job with our birth rates here. So, and longevity of life, we're way down. I can't remember exactly what we are down the list, but we're down farther than most countries. And you look at all the vaccinations that you get before 2 years old, it's 32. 32 vaccinations that your children are supposed to get before they're 2 years old. That's the most, I think it's the most in the world. And you know how many you get in Japan? Two. You know why they have, and it's amazing that they have the highest longevity of people living in that country. It's like 80 years old almost. In America, it's like 70-something. But, you know, you're only promised 3 score and 10. So, but anyway, so America's just trying to do their job, God's job for them or something. I don't know.